We are learning Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Nundal Amud Beis, and we are starting from the two dots on the bottom of Nundal Amud Aleph. Nafal L'Soicha Yishar Cheiri Shoyte V'Katon is Chai. So what does that mean? So we learned the Gemara Nundal Amud Beis. You might know what that means if you remember from 2 days ago, but our Gemara is not sure what this means right away. What does it mean? My Shar Cheiri Shoyte V'Katon. What does it mean? A Shar is a Cheiri Shoyte V'Katon. Ilema shar shel cheresh shar shel shayta means a cheresh owns a shar or a shayta owns a shar and shar shel katan. So it says the Mishnah those are chayiv. Well, hashar shel bekeach potter. But if a bekeach owns a shar, then the baal bar is potter. What kind of shah is that? Like vasefis. Rav Yechanan. No, it means shar shu cheresh, shar shu shayta, and shar shu katan. That if a shar that is a deaf shar or a shar that's crazy shar or a tiny shar that's not developed yet fell into the bar yechayiv. So, if the Gemara, Shar Shu Bekeach Potter, but if a Shar is a smart Shar, then the Bala Bar is Potter. So, why would that happen? Bitvi, like a Rashi Bitvi. Why should a Shar Bekeach? Why should he Potter on Shar Bekeach? Or Rabbi Yirmiya, no, Loim Bayi Kama. Loim Bayi Shar Shu Bekeach the Chayiv. It's possible a Shar that's Bekeach Chayiv. But you would think of a Shar Chayiv, a Shar Vekaton, Ema, you would say, I'm not responsible. Charishasa Gamala, because the behemoth is deaf, it fell in. Katunasa Gamala. Because it's so small, it fell in. And the lifter is your potter. No, that is still chayiv. So right now, Yirmiya is saying is, of course, you chayiv every type of shor. With chiddush is even this type of shor that did it to himself. Technically, you're still chayiv. Only if Acher Ravina by time went to the bride. So not follow soicha bardas. If a bardas fell in, you potter. My laugh shor bardas isn't talking about shor bardas. Says your potter. So it's a ray that a shor bardas taka potter. On Malay law, you know, it means a adam. A bardas means a person. And we know it says Sharvali Adam. Frank the Gemara, Lemiata, Adam ben Das, who the Pato, Allah ben Das, who the Chayiv. You tell me now that Adam who's a Shait that falls into Yechayiv for that? Sharvali Adam, Kzeb, it says the Pato Sharvali Adam. It can't be. Elamai ben Das, what does ben Das mean? Min ben Das. That when it says, Nafal Seicha ben Das means a type of being that could be a ben Das, which is a person, a human. A human falls in your Pato. So right now we're going to Yechayiv and every type of behemoth, even a sharp Pekeach. And the Mishnah was loyim b'bayi kamar, that not only shor b'keach is chayiv, even shor cheresh is chayiv. The braisa that says that a bardas is potter, that's referring to a mim ben das, which is an adam. On Malev, I tell you the braisa, nafal secha shor ben das is potter. It says, nafal secha shor ben das is potter. A shor ben das is potter. So it has to be some kind of pshat on that a shor b'keach is taka potter. Mar thought it was impossible, but it says klar, that a shor b'keach, a shor that is normal, is potter. Elam Rava, Sharvu Cheresh, Sharvu Shaita, Sharvu Katan Dafka is Chayiv. Avo Sharvu Pekeach, but a Shar that's a Pekeach that fell into your bar, you are a potter. Why? My timer. The Boyle Yunei Mezel, because the Shar himself should have looked where it's going, and since it fell in, you're potter. There's two Pshatim in Rishonim why you're potter. Either it's potter because it's considered anus for you, because it should have looked where it's walking, or because it did it to himself. This Shar did it to himself, and therefore you are potter. Taina Mahachi. Learned the Brisa clearly that something that's a shar that's a bekeach yipata. Tanya machi nafal soicha shar cheresh shayta v'katan v'suma umahalich belayla is chayiv bekeach malach v'yam is potter. So first the Brisa that the only type of shar that is chayiv is only a shar that doesn't know where it's going because the cheresh shayta v'katan or it's because a suma or because it's mahalich belayla at night. But a bekeach malach v'yam is potter. So first, like the bar comes out, that a sharp bekeach is taka potter. Why? Because it should have looked where it's walking, and you, the baal bar, are not responsible for that. So that is pshat in the last mishnah that says sharp cheresh shayta v'katan is chayiv means dafka sharp cheresh shayta v'katan. But sharp bekeach is taka potter. Why? Because it should have looked where it's going, and therefore you are not responsible for such a thing. So the mishnah writes, echad shar ve'echad kol behema l'nefilas habar. That Sai Ashar and Sai Evi Behema is Chayiv, Yechayiv, Venefilas Abar. We learned this Amud Aleph from a Klal Prata Klal, but then the Mara says, not a Klal Prata Klal, Mara says from a Ribuy of Kesef Yashal Abalav, that it's Marba all things that have a Bailim. And that means all Behemas. Echad Shar, Ve'echko Behema, all Behemas, even Oifis also. Venefilas Bar, are Chayiv by Bar, Ulva Frashas Har Sinai, it's also in the Gaya of Frashas Har Sinai. Where there it says that Im Behema, Im Ish, should not go up onto the mountain. And it means everything, all Behemas. It means Baha Sinai, we're on Galilee Mount, it means everything. The Shume Kefal, Yechayv Kefal, all type of animals. Even though it says there in the Pasuk Mishar, Vat Chamar, but it means all Behemas. Vashav is Aveda, also Yechayv, even though it says there's certain specific animals, Aseh. Laprika, to unload an animal. you have to help out, no matter what type of animal it is, the chasima. The loch is loisachsim shar v'dishoy. When a shar is working, you can't muzzle it. Le kalayim, there's issa kalayim. Kalayim includes two type of things, either to mate two animals that are not the same min, that's called kalayim, or kalayim is loisachrish b'shar v'chamar yachtov. You can't be chayrish with two animals together. So all these things are all type of animals. Vila Shabbos, also the Isser, that your behemoth, Shvises behemta, is all type of animals. V'chein chayev v'oif, all animals, and evi oif, and evi chayev. Kiyotz behem, all the same thing. Im kem lom and em shara chamar. So why are a lot of these psukim say just shara chamar? El zdiva kasa v'hoiva, and that's just v'hoiva, the dava ragel. Usually those are the animals that were used the most for work in those days, shar and a chamar, and therefore it says in the post shar and chamar. But avada means, we'll see what the makar is for that, but avada means all type of hemis, chayiv ha'ifais, are all included in these yisurim that we just mentioned, a bunch of yisurim and a bunch of chiyuvim, they're all included in, the all the chayis and ha'ifais are included in shar and chamar.
What's so, the gave for that brush of size I've seen that? I wonder who it was.
Right, it's a good question. I say hilchos l'mashicha. So the Tosfos Yontif, I think, asked the Kasha, and the Tosfos Yontif on Mishnayos asked this question, and he says that you find other places that we talk about things that were. You can ask the Kasha, but he brings other rayas that sometimes the Mishnah does talk about things that happened before. The Tosfos Yontif talks about that. Zog to Gemara, the Nefila Sabar. What's the Makar for Nefila Sabar? What is the Makar that it could be anything, any animal? It says the Pasuk Shara Chamar. So we learned on Amar Aleph, Kesef Yoshev Lebalov Ksiv, called this Lebalim, anything that has a Bailim, Kedamar, like we said on Amar Aleph, that's Marba, everything that has a Bailim. Lafroshas HaSinai, that by when you had to be Mafrish from going on the mountain, it meant all animals. It says in the Pasuk, Im Behema Im Ish Lo Yichya. It says, Behema Ish Lo Yichya, V'chaya Bechlal Behema Havya, and Chaya is Bechlal Behema. Im Le Rabbis Es Ha'ifas. And im is Rabbi's oifer. So by Hasinu we have pasuk im behema im ish lo yichya. So first of all, we know chay is b'chal behema, like the pasuk says in re'ei zois ha behema asher toichlu, and it says afterwards ayol v'tzvi, which are chayes. So you see chay is b'chal behema. It says behema includes chayes. How do you know oifer? Im le Rabbi's oifer. Le tashlumei kefal k'damrinon, like we say the drasha like this. I called var pesha klal, called var pshia la shavas aveda. All, and it's got to, there have to be a klal plat the klal. I ain't showing the Gemara later on, but it means called dvar pshia lo shavas aveda. Anything that's a dvar pshia, anything they can lose, even not a ruach chayim, the loch is that there's dinah shavas aveda on those. L'chol avedas achicha, l'chol avedas achicha. That's the end of the pasuk. I called dvar pshia a klal. Called dvar pshia lo shavas aveda. L'chol avedas achicha. They all have a din of Aveda. Leprika. How do you know the din prika? Yalav chamar chamar m'shabbos. Learn out chamar chamar from Shabbos. It says, Kisira chamar sanacha roibis takas masoi v'chadalt mazlo v'ozat hazvimoi. It says, to help it take off the masoi. That's what, that says chamar there. And it says also, chamar by Shabbos, and we'll see soon, there's a drasha by Shabbos, that we mean all animals. So chamar chamar by Shabbos. The chasima, din le'sachim shar b'disha, heino means all animals. Yav shar shar by Shabbos. Le'kalayim, heino kalayim. Ikalayim de charisha, like we spoke about before, it's two kalayims, either hava, which is mating two animals together, or means charisha. So ikalayim de charisha, yav shar shar by Shabbos. Learn out shar shar by Shabbos. There's le'sachim shar b'disha, and it says shar by Shabbos. Learn out one from another. Ikalayim de harva yalf behemtecha behemtecha m'shabbos. Says behemtecha lo yisabir kalayim. Learn out behemtecha behemtecha m'shabbos. The guy with Shabbos from all heino Shabbos. Now before we get into heino Shabbos, so tell someone else asks. So by nefilas bar and by aveda and by frashas arsina, why don't we learn out shor shom Shabbos? That's Tosfos Kasha. No, but aleph ayin shom what he answers. Now by Shabbos, how do you know taka means includes all animals? Because Shabbos and Allah and the time of the rice, here's Yom Shemar Mishmal. But dibris v'shoinois. We know it is two times the Saras HaDibris. We have it in Parashas Yisrael, and we have it in Parashas Ve'eschano. So with Dibris HaRishonis Nemar, it says in the Pasuk, when it talks about the Shvises Behemta, it says, V'yoyim HaShvies Shabbos LaShem Alekecha, Le'isasa Kol Molocha, Anto Uvincho V'techa, Avdecha V'amoscha, Uvehemtecha, V'gercha Asher V'sharecha. Just says V'hemtecha. That says the first Dibris. And the Dibros Achronis, it says, V'yoymashi Shabbos Hashem Lekecha, L'isasa Kom Locha Ato V'incho V'itecha, V'avdecha V'amasecha, V'sharcha v'chamorcho v'chol b'emtecha. It doesn't say just say b'emtecha. It says v'sharcho v'chamorcho v'chol b'emtecha. It adds that on. To teach us, we'll see in a second. V'aloi shar v'chamor v'chlal kol b'hema hoyu. Lomo yotu, loim alof, ma'as shar v'chamor v'kan chayev oiv. Just like shar v'chamor he mean chayev oiv. Kiyotzevahem, the same thing. We'll see how we know chayev oiv. Av kol chayev oiv, kiyotzevahem. And basically, we'll see in the Gemara, really, it's not really a Gila Milsa, just the word Shavah Chamar is for Xerah Shavah to other places that includes all animals. Av kol chayev oiv kiyotzvem, ema, frek demara, ema behema divris rishayna is klal, Shavah Chamar divris achorinus is a prat, klal prat, ema klal masha prat, Shavah Chamar ema yidukhen eloi, amrino, v'chol v'em techa, divris achorinus, chos v'klal, so klal prat a klal, yadon elika a prat. So Gemara is saying, really, it's a klal prat a klal. Because the first time it says behem techa, it's a general rule. Then it says sharvach amarcha is a prat. Then it says v'chol behem techa is a klal. So it's a klal prat a klal. Now Tosfos speaks out on top that this is not called klal prat hamarchakim. It's different parashas. It says since the seres of dibros was said at one time, zachar v'shamar v'dibe echad nemru. So therefore, it can make a klal prat a klal here. So zachar Gemara, it's a klal prat a klal. So klal prat a klal, yeah, don't look in a prat. Ma prat before is balechaim. Af kol balechaim, all balechaim are included in this iser by Shabbos of shvisas behemta that your behema has to rest. Freit the Gemara ve'ema ma prat mafurish davosh and avlosa mitam magamasa. Why don't you say since the prat shav v'chamar both have a characteristic that the nevelas with tama b'maga with touching and masa and carrying. Af kol davosh and avlosa mitam magamasa and mat oifus. But the birds that don't, the namatam maga of amasa, the nevela, so then maybe over there, they shouldn't be included in shvisas behemta. Amri, no, in kenukhara prat, let's just say one prat, either shar or chamar. Why say two prat? To be married with more things. There are more things that are daimatit. So, frankly, it's not true. We need both those pratim. Why? Hey, nikhta rahmani. He doesn't want a shar, just a shar, didn't shvisas behemta by shar. Hamina. Karva gavas beach in only a behemoth that's a kosher animal that you can bring on his back, that has a din shvis behemta. She ain't a karva gavas beach loy. It's a kosher chamar. It's a chamar because of chamar. Have a mina daf kosher b'chayra in. She ain't kosher b'chayra loy, which would mean not susim and gemalim, not horses and camels, which are not kosher b'chayra. No din b'chayra over there. Maybe that would not be included. Kosher one ashar teach you all type of animals, but how do you know oifas? So Gemara says you're right. It's not a klal prat klal. Ela v'chol b'em techa rebuyuhi. It's not a klal prat klal. V'chol b'em techa is a rebuy for all animals, including oifos. Freit the Gemara v'chayecha the kasher rachmana koil rebuyuhu. Every time it says v'chol b'em techa, it's a rebuy. V'gai meiser the chsiv kol, and there we say it's a klal prat klal. V'gashin le b'klal prat. The time looked at a brayso. It says by meiser sheni. So if you don't want to bring the meiser sheni up to Yerushalayim, which is the halacha, and it's too much for you to bring it up, so you let it transfer it into kesef. And when you take the kesef up to Yerushalayim, you have to buy specific things there. It says in the pasuk, "V'nasata kesef v'chol shetava nafshecha ba'bakar uva'tzoyin," which is cattle and tzoyin, "uva'yayim v'sheichar," wine and beer, "v'chol shetshecha nafshecha." So it says in the pasuk certain specifics. And what's the halacha? We dash it over there. Chaz that v'nasata kesef v'chol shetava nafshecha klal. That's the general thing. "V'bakar v'tzoyin uva'yayim v'sheichar prat v'chol shetshecha nafshecha chaz v'klal." Klal prat, klal, he doesn't have a prat. My prat first, peri, peri, v'gdul karka. The only thing allowed to buy in Yerushalayim is a peri, peri, or gdul karka, which means you could buy wine, which came from grapes, or sheikhar, that came from dates. But you cannot buy mushrooms that don't come from another prey. They grow from the ear, not from seeds. You can't buy mayim or melach. It's not a peri, peri. It has to be daf gdul karka. Lefuke, dogim, fish, which is not called gdul karka. Afkol prima pri v'gduli karka has to be dafko g'duli pri v'gduli karka. Tosfos speaks out over here. That's mashma baka v'tzoyin is called g'duli karka, and the reason is because they eat food from the ground, so they're called g'duli karka. And Tosfos has a kashma all the place. Not mashma like that, but like upon him here, it's a voyah. It's g'duli karka. It's a sugya for a shas sugya for a different time. But like upon him, so what do you see from here? That we darshin b'chol hashatoshach on afshecha. We darshin that it means a klal prat a klal. We said that kol is a rebuya. So Gemara says it's different. This is uvichol, and that's kol. So the Gemara inside, amri bichol is a klala. Klal rebuya. Bichol, it's uvichol, it says bichol, that's a klala. Kol is rebuya. And that's why by Shabbos we're saying it's not a prat klal, it's not a klal prat klal, it's a kol rebuya. Yibayizem a klal nami klalahu. Umiu usually calls a klala. Umiu high call the hachur rebuyu. Here by Shabbos the calls are rebuy. Why? With the havel and michta vehemtecha, except there is a reshinus. It could have just said plain vehemtecha, and that would have been a stam a klal, like it says in the first dibris. It could have said sharcha vechamarcha vehemtecha. What's a chav vehemtecha? Vechsev a chav vehemtecha. Shema mina rebuyuhu. Shema mina to rebuyu. And that say no, all animals are part of shvus vehemtecha. Yichaya oifes behemis everything. Hashdamras call Rebuyu behemtcha dibras v'shoynos v'shar v'chamar dibras achronis lomli. What do you need those words for now? V'chol behemtcha of the dibras achronis is marba everything. So why need behemtcha of the first dibras and why need shar v'chamar? Amri shar is like muri shar lechasima. The expert shar is teaching you techasima. We learn out from chasima is dafka. Chasima, you would think is dafka. Shar says no. Like sachs shar b'disha is not dafka by shar. All animals learn out from Shabbos. Shar lechasima. Chamar, like Muri, Chamar, Chamar, Laprika. The Oz, Tazvima, is by all animals. Behemtecha, like Muri, Behemtecha, Behemtecha, like Kalayim, teach you that this is then Kalayim by all animals. Yachi, Afilo Adam Litzar. So, Chara, Adam, also Kulun in Balichayim. So, Chara, why isn't Adam also Osir to be Meshach, let's say, a Karain with a Behema? Because by Shabbat it says, Avdecha, Vamoscha, Vemtecha. So, why make Xer Shava? No, it's how I said before, but Chayim, but Chayim, more. So first, the pasuk says that Avdecha v'amoscha in the pasuk, Adam, you now do work with. So let's learn out that Adam is not allowed to schlep a wagon together with an animal, because that is Kalayim of Behemtecha. Why don't we learn out Behemtecha, Behemtecha, Kalayim, even Adam? Halama Tanan, Adam mutter kulam lachar shlom shech. That a person says, in a mishnah, that a person is mutter to be chayrish together with the animal, and to pull a wagon together with the animal. Amra Papa, Papa answers, Pupunoi, which means the Bnei Pupunoi is a name of a place, Yadi Taima. They know the answer to this kasha, why Adam is not included in the Isser of Kalayim of working together with an animal. Chara should be included because Shar Shama Shabbos, or here it's Behemtecha, Behemtecha Shabbos, should teach us that people are included because it's in the Pasuk, Avdecha Vamascha. So they know Pshad the humble soul. Mother of Achav Yaakov, who's the person who lives in Pupunoi is Achav Yaakov, and he dashed like this. Oh my God! The pasuk says, "Lema'an Yanuach Avdecha V'Amoscha Kamaicha La'Anocha Ikshasiv." That only for Shabbos is Eved V'Oma have a din like you. Nothing else. And only Avdecha V'Amoscha has a din Yanuach, and we're saying it has a din just like the Shar V'Chamar. You have to rest. That's only Gavis Shabbos, because the pasuk says L'mayya Nuach Adchom Kamaicha. Only for Hanacha, which means only to rest, is Eved Va'Oma Hukish to you, to the animals, to everyone else. But V'lo Yodavacham, nothing else, and not for the Din Leisachos Shar V'Chamar Yachtov. They're not included in that Halacha. They're only included in Shabbos. Therefore, it's mutter for Adam to be Chayrus together with the Shar. And Adkan, the drashas that we learned that all these things are included, all behemoths are included in the filas bar, frashar sinat, shemakeh, for all these things, prikach, sima, klaim, Shabbos, and not dafka, shar, v'chamar, every single animal, by bar, by everything, every single animal is included in all these halachas and isurim.